This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Earlier this month, about 3,800 criminals escaped from two of Haiti's biggest prisons. Heavily armed gang members launched a coordinated attack by first charging on police stations to distract authorities and then forcefully entering both prisons to open the floodgates. In response, the country declared a temporary state of emergency, asking residents to shelter in place. In the capital city of Port-au-Prince, where the massive jailbreak took place, gangs have moved in to stake their claim to the territory and have formed an alliance, openly stating their plan to overthrow the government by whatever means necessary. This jailbreak is a massive blow to a country that's long struggled with poverty and unrest, from its history as an enslaved colony of France to the generations forced to pay reparations to their former masters. The people of Haiti have faced countless hardships, and today it's been almost 3 years since the assassination of their country's last elected president, and no democratic elections have been held since. Last year, the United Nations reported almost 4,000 Haitians killed and 3,000 kidnapped from gang-related violence. Basic utilities like clean water and electricity are unreliable, and the economy continues to shrink. The current president, Ariel Henry, who assumed power after the assassination, is relying on outside armed forces to restore order to Port-au-Prince. However, even if this happens, the future of the country remains much in limbo. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
America. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.